first job, I was teaching in Atlanta, Georgia, the year of Brown versus Topeka. And I do remember hearing a lot of talk among the faculty and some of the parents in the school where I was teaching about how this isn't going to work, that segregation is not going to work. We better get prepared for some kind of race riot. And that was really scary. I remember after that spring, I started to look for another job because I thought I was in a depressed part of Atlanta, West Atlanta, where there would have been a lot of tension. And I thought, I best get out of this environment. And so I did change jobs and moved to a beautiful, new, brand new Consolidated Rural School down in Coweta County, which was just 60 or so miles south of Atlanta.
So would you say that while you were teaching at Atlanta, when the Brown decision was made, you were also afraid of potential riots as well?
I was, yeah, especially at that end of town. I just thought that trouble could occur.
Was it just that part of town, or was there something different maybe about Atlanta or that made it seem more susceptible to race riots?
Well, it was the Deep South, and we had proprietors of restaurants who would stand in the door of their restaurant and say, "You're not coming in here." You know, to blacks who tried to integrate the restaurant. So it was a hotbed, I think, of discrimination. It was the Deep South. So
at your next job, or next teaching job away from Atlanta, were there the same kind of fears towards integration?
No, it was a rural environment, and actually I don't think there was a single African-American in that school at all, and it was a placid environment.
So would you say maybe in Atlanta, since there was probably, you know, somewhat a significant black population, that people were more afraid of integration?
Yes.